This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Ah-pa-cha-pa-cha. Ooh.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice the Morning Show. Good vibes, variety. Thanks for listening. We have it all. We really
do. All the stuff.
Yeah. All this week, we also have Outside Lands tickets. We're doing those throughout the day. We did our pair at 8:05. There's another pair around lunchtime, 12:05. Jane has four pairs that she's giving away this afternoon.
She was in her office juggling all the pairs.
Yes, she's trying to split them up, figure out which I'm getting away then.
This is amazing. Put this in a pile over
here. Look at all these tickets we've got over here.
Outside Lands passes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Out the yin yang, wherever that is.
Everybody knows where that is. Well, I guess not every guy does. Anyway, August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park. We've got 3-day general admission festival passes. All you have to do is stay here at the Alice, listen for code words, and text them in to us. That's how it works.
Speaking of texting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what have you got?
925 says, is John going to be able to naked hot tub with his broken foot?
Yeah, he can take the boot off. There's nothing. John broke his cuboid bone, which sounds like a made up bone.
There's a bunch of stuff in your foot.
Yeah. Yes, there is. It's packed in there. Things can go horribly wrong. So we broke that at playing softball, but they can't splint it or it just has to heal. He's in a boot and that's
here's your
the best
headline.
They can do.
Old guy breaks foot playing softball.
Yes. Real. It's real. That is definitely real.
And he was just running, right? You just said
he was
running.
Just running. He said he was turning. So he's pushing off from one foot. He's turning and he heard
It was like I was shot.
But was he safe?
Except no one shot him.
No one shot him. He was safe. He was.
Okay. Another text from 541. Hi from Oregon.
Hey, Oregon.
After listening to you talk about Eugene yesterday, I thought I should mention that you have a listener because of Vinny's Eugene days. I loved Vinny and Icky back in the day, and in 09, I followed you two to San Francisco, and now I love Sarah and Vinny.
Aww.
Much love from Carly.
Oh, Carly, not Brandy?
No.
Is it Brandy?
No, it's never Brandy. I've told you that a million times.
Poor Brandy. Never Brandy.
Carly in Oregon.
Nice. Thanks for listening in Oregon.
Thanks, Carly. I mean, sometimes it's Brandy, but not on the texter here.
Oh,
you know what I mean.
I do. I just didn't know because, you know, she's someone who followed you from Oregon other than Icky.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Mm-hmm. We're going to just briefly talk about this. We ended up talking about this all morning long. It's a weird story. As we get more details, we will give you more. I just want to give you a quick summary of it and we can move on. Unless you found something in the last hour that you want to add to this, Maddie.
No. Just that the whole thing started with the folks that had the hit and run.
Hold on. Let me just tell the story and then
but
you
there
can.
Was a okay. little, yeah.
Because no one knows about the hit and run. The wife of Weezer's bassist was shot by police and arrested for attempted murder. the wife of the bass player for Weezer, was shot by police after threatening them with a gun and arrested for attempted murder. Let's see. Starts with a hit and run accident in LA. Three suspects get out of the car, flee from the police on foot. They end up in a residential neighborhood. When cops approach the back of a home where one of the suspects had been seen running, Jillian Schreiner, the wife of Scott Schreiner, the bass player for Weezer, appeared in the yard of her own home next door, brandishing a handgun. Is that all correct?
Yes,
all
right. You got it all. That is all of it.
Police ask her to drop the gun. Drop the gun! Ah! You know how that goes. And she refused numerous times. Then she points it at the officers and they shoot her in the shoulder. One guy, I guess. Like, Rolling Stone's calling it a shootout. Sounds like a cop shot her. She then runs back into her house, and a half hour later, she comes out with her babysitter to surrender. She was treated at a hospital for her gunshot wound, booked on the attempted murder charge.
So many movies that all that stuff is playing in your head when you hear these real life moments.
Yeah. Drop the gun!
I can hear her going, I'm hit! Oh no!
Stop!
I'm hearing all this go on in my head while you're telling the story. And meanwhile, I realize I've seen too many cop movies for sure.
I mean, it's just, right. I feel like we could cast this movie, shoot this movie. Have some, grainy helicopter footage from above.
She ran inside to sew up the wound before she hits the road.
She poured a bottle of vodka on it. That's what.
And then she bit down on a leather strap while the babysitter pulled it closed with cat gut.
We got to get this bullet out.
Leave it in, man. I just got to get out of here. Weezer's supposed to perform at Coachella this weekend. I don't know. Maybe
they're
going to
perform.
Sure. Okay, we'll go with it. Like you said, they could just grab, a session cat.
Or
he'll jump right in.
He'll go, you know what I want to do? Not be in my house where all the reporters are right now.
Right.
I think I'll go to Coachella.
I'm going to go do this thing I agreed to
and
do.
And do that rock star thing I do.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I'm looking through all these. There's also, just to sort of hit all the bases, there were some questions on this show as to whether or not this was a sober person we were talking about. And the only thing we can find that says that could be any indicator, I mean, she could easily have been hammered in the middle of the day. I don't know.
That was my favorite time to drink.
Was the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you had to get to bed early. So
I didn't
want to get up for your morning show.
Nighttime.
Hello. So she does have something going on with cancer. And just a few weeks ago, she had a couple of fairly major knock you out surgeries that it's possible she's on painkillers. Who knows what the hell? And I don't know. This is the first time I've ever heard of this lady. It's just such a crazy story.
It is.
So, the end. That's sort of the update. Now, Weezer may or may not be playing at Coachella this weekend. There is a live stream you can watch.
For the record, they are playing until they've said otherwise, right? Like, they were booked. They're playing at 3 o'clock.
They were booked. We just found out that they were booked. I think it was late last week, early this week.
Until
so
they say otherwise, Weezer's playing Coachella.
Yes. If you somehow got a hold of tickets since they announced they were going to be on, they're probably still going to be there. I think that thing is like long sold out, right? Coachella?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, we have a Coachella expert, don't we?
Yeah. I've never been.
Birthday boy, Bob.
How hard was it to get tickets?
Oh, I don't have tickets.
Yeah, but you seem to know all about the Coachella.
So I haven't seen any headlines about this year's ticket sales, but last year they did not come anywhere close to selling out.
Oh. Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, this year's lineup is, I don't remember who played last year, but this year it's Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone. I mean, there's a long, long list. Charlie XCX.
Well, some people
Missy
wrote
Elliott,
in the Go-Go's,
Boone,
the Misfits,
Megan Thee Stallion,
a few bands that I would
Kraftwerk.
I would absolutely go see.
Yeah, it is definitely a long, long list of performers. But yeah, I have no idea if it's sold out. You're right.
You can still buy tickets.
Oh, there you go.
So if you're looking for a sign to drop your responsibilities, hit the highway, take the PCH down to Palm Springs and have one of the best weekends of your life, this is it. Do it.
All right. says the birthday girl.
I'll be here though, waking up at 4:30 in the morning.
That was amazing. Great job. Yeah,
that's what we're looking for right there. Coachella is this weekend and next. Here's how to, I'm going to take this article. This, it talks about the festival's app and all the different ways that you can be viewing various acts. And I'll put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because I'm not going to be able to go through this whole thing. But the bottom line is it's called the Coachella Livestream app. And you catch all the performances on there. You can create your own personalized live stream schedule and set reminders. Like when you're waiting for a certain band to come on.
Oh, well, that is convenient.
Isn't it wonderful? It's fantastic. I mean, there's an app for that. That's what they say. So I'll do this right now, and we'll put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And then anybody who is like, I'm going to Coachella, and I did not know there was an app for that. And even if you're not going to Coachella, this is how you would watch it at home.
415 says, oh, yeah, go play Coachella. I'm sure no one will ask him about his wife shooting while he's there. Well, I mean, they do have ways to keep entertainers from the...
Separate from the general pop.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like you said, I mean, if they're... Who knows what the state of their marriage is? I've never heard of her until today, so I don't even have any rumors about them. But I would think a loving husband goes, oh, my wife was shot. I'm going to go ahead and get the session guy to jump in and do the Weezer gig that we just agreed to last week while I stay here with my darling who almost died. But, you know, maybe not.
The state of marriages. Who knows?
Nobody. Even the people in them don't know. Wait, what? You have another family? What the what? All right, next up. Don't cry. Don't worry. Christina doesn't have another family. And now a new track from Green Day called Smash It Like Belushi. It's on the deluxe edition of their 2024 album, Saviors.
All right.
So here's a little chunk of
that. This is an Animal House reference, right?
It sounds like it, right? Smash It Like Belushi.
Okay.
Sorry, it's, I don't know where it went.
Okay, it's all right. There's a new song from Green Day, guys. It's actually from the album that they put out last year, 2024.
Here, I'll play it.
Saviors.
I got it.
Oh, geez.
Nope, didn't work.
Crank it up. Where they really know, they know who they are. That's a band who knows who they are.
But this song is all about the bay. It's like the lyrics were like smashed, landed in Vallejo, looking for a sideshow.
Yeah. <Hyphy.
laughs> Yeah.
I love them.
I know, they're so great. Smash It Like Belushi. So I don't know if that means there's a bunch of new tracks or different things on the deluxe edition, but of their 2024 album, Saviors. But if you're a big fan... Sounds like there's at least one song that we haven't heard before on there. And that is all I've got time for, Vincent. What do you got coming up?
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let me see what I can find you here, because I do have some stuff. Background music, fast facts, and more after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, she just misses him. She just should walk 1,000 miles. Oh. Yeah, that was a request from Vinny. He loves that one.
It Totally was not, but I do like there. That song. Yeah. You're right. Mm.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Listen to our show live every day and get our show's full podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it.
It's great.
Check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're around, but the Odyssey app's basically the best.
Right.
Thank you. Shame.
I just want to remind you as we head towards Easter. This is from today's Mercury News. Egg prices have hit another record high.
Oh, my God.
In March, as supplies continue to be a problem and prices continue to go up, and you truly find yourself going, I better just get, I don't know if we need eggs, but I'm getting some eggs. If they're there.
Pick them up.
Getting them. So egg prices still up there, and Easter around the corner. Remember, I did a story where people, you can decorate potatoes and use those instead.
All right. I'm going to an egg decorating party this weekend. Maybe I should offer to bring a dozen eggs. It's going to be an expensive party for her to throw now.
Or bring a dozen potatoes.
Yeah, I'm not going to be decorating
potatoes.
It's
the cutting edge of decorating right
there. Easter egg, not Easter potato.
All right. Right in the face of, you know, the shortage and the high costs, you're just going to...
Oh, I'm going to eat them after I decorate them. Don't get me wrong. I eat hard-boiled eggs every day.
Oh.
They've just gotten very expensive. I feel bad going over there and coloring all her eggs and taking them home and, you know.
Okay. Well, you should feel bad.
I do. I'm going to bring some eggs, I think. I'll ask her what she needs.
Today is National Sibling Day.
Oh. Hey, John and Tina. How you doing?
A recent poll asked, what's the perfect number of siblings? And the top answer was 2.
Oh.
So 3 kids total.
Huh. Hmm. You had that in your family and I had that in mine. How many kids in your family?
There's 7 of us.
Oh, boy. Woo! How many kids in your family, Bobby?
I just have 1 brother.
Oh, older or younger?
He's 8 years older than me.
Oh, that's...
Oh, my.
Quite a difference.
Yes, I was a surprise.
Oh, that's nice.
A pleasant surprise.
A blessing.
Do you two look alike?
Yeah.
You do?
We look like siblings.
All right.
What are you implying, Van?
Yeah.
No, I'm curious. Like, I have friends who have sisters, and I'm like, there's no way. Mm. That is Jason Sisko's face. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can see.
Like, I don't know how some people, when you know someone so well, you're like, the sister looks like him. I couldn't possibly. I'm not saying that. Your friends don't want to.
In the right light. Am I making out with Jason Sisko?
It's very strange. And I've known other people who are like, she's hot. What are you talking about? And it doesn't occur to them at all. So whatever. Talking about, you know, being in school together as kids.
Yeah.
That whole thing. National Sibling Day. Recent poll found 88% of us grew up with at least 1 brother or sister.
Oh. 88% have a sibling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the end, that was one of the things that was brought up quite a bit about having a second kid was, do you really want her to be, I mean, and I was like, okay.
Well, your wife was an only child, and I can see why somebody who was an only child and longed for a sister or a brother would want that for their own kid. I can see that.
A third of siblings think their mom has a favorite child.
Because she does. And it's me.
I also think it's me. And yet in my own family, because the oldest is usually the one, right? Mm-hmm. It's the one that's been around the longest, the most attached, also the smartest,
obviously,
handsomest, all the things. Most talented.
I am very handsome. So.
Right. Yes. But like my daughter will say, oh, Edie's the favorite. I can just,
oh,
what are you talking about?
Well, Edie is pretty cute.
She is really cute, but I mean, believe me, there are sacrifices made for both of those kids. Mm. They're both the favorite.
Yeah. But kids want to know if they're the favorite or not. And you have to just say, I love you both in completely different ways.
That's what you say?
Yes, that's what I used to say. Yeah, even though I definitely did have a favorite.
Oh, who is it?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
I'd be wrong.
It's Berkeley.
It is?
It's Berkeley.
You don't know.
You just said it.
No, what are you talking about? I didn't say anything. I love them both in completely different ways.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Well, one of them actually calls me, so.
Right.
The other one. I'm like, well, have a good time on tour, dear.
See what I just said?
I'm only kidding.
Right.
I don't have a favorite.
Of course not.
Just like you don't have a favorite.
I don't have a favorite.
I'm saying that.
Okay.
Of course not. I totally just said that.
Why are you being so weird?
I'm not. Why are you being weird? God. You could have changed the subject anytime you wanted to. It's your show. Come on.
Fast fact, everyone.
I love fast facts. You know that.
And not a moment too soon. The California Institute of Technology.
Oh, CIT.
Caltech baseball team once had a decade-long 228-game losing streak lasting from 03.
Why did they bother anymore?
013.
Wow. And then what happened? They won one and have lost everyone since? Or?
What the?
That's
and in
incredible.
2011, Caltech's men's basketball team ended a 310-game conference losing streak.
Oh.
Caltech, spend your money elsewhere. Like, what's the point of fielding a team to just be that crappy at
it? Is Caltech the one down in Pasadena?
Yeah, Caltech's
yeah.
mega.
We toured that place. That place, yeah. I'm surprised they even have sports teams. It's a bunch of nerds there walking around solving math problems in their head. What if I found this guy? That's who was walking around that place. They had turtles that would like come up to you and be like, you got anything for me? I'm like, go back to your pond, buddy.
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It was the most beautiful campus I've ever seen. It was gorgeous, like rolling hills and trees and ponds and turtles that were like, oh, are you here to feed me? Hello. I'm a turtle that's basically a pet to the nerds going, oh, I'm gonna start
and you don't got a grape in your pocket for one of those guys?
I did not have.
What's
is
wrong
that
with
what you feed them?
I don't know.
I would think lettuce or something.
You know, okay, so where's your lettuce?
I was not equipped to feed the turtles. I did not know that that was going to be a thing.
Lobster.
Oh, I love lobster.
Wasn't always considered a delicacy. Before the late 1800s, lobsters were called cockroaches of the sea and fed to prisoners to save money. Jailbirds.
Like peasant food. The poor people would eat the lobster.
Yep. So many of these things around, we're just going to make you eat these things.
Well, people still, there are people who are like, they're bottom feeders. I won't eat them. They're like filters. Can't have that.
The thing was, is you couldn't get any butter or lemon. So there you are with lobster.
Lobster's fine without butter and lemon. I don't need those things to eat lobster. If you were like, I have lobster, but I don't have butter and lemon, I'd be like, that's completely fine.
Well,
no problem.
That's actually, you eat the shell too, so I mean.
I don't. I have never eaten the shell.
Yeah,
you can't
oh my God,
eat
I've
the shell.
Seen you eat
you don't
the shell.
Eat, I've never eaten the shell. You can't eat the shell.
You've never seen anything till you've seen this lady just clean out a lobster. Look at this green stuff.
Yeah, that's what I do. You're right. I mean, yuck.
And then.
Yes, that's. I think you're remembering Splash.
I think
that's the movie. I am being confused with Daryl Hannah, who's just like biting the back of the lobster.
I don't know.
I appreciate that you have thoughts on my devouring of lobsters, though.
A foster mom near St. Louis is accused of trying to trade a child for a monkey.
Oh.
Brenda, not going to win the Foster Mom of the Year award anytime soon. Cops arrested 70-year-old Brenda Deutsch.
70?
On child abuse charges last week, and they say she'd been mistreating a teenage girl she was supposed to be caring for and then tried to trade the kid for a monkey.
Why does she want a monkey?
Why do people want anything?
Yeah, she sounds like she has dementia.
Maybe.
She's 70 years old.
The girl's been saved now, thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully.
And she doesn't get to keep the monkey either, so that's good news.
Yeah, get that monkey away from her. So someone did give her the monkey? They took the child in exchange?
She was working a deal.
Did the little girl go, please take me so I can go to the police about this crazy woman who's trading me to you for a monkey?
The young lady's been saved, thankfully, but man,
you'd
that
like to think that other people would be like, this seems wrong.
Yeah. Yep. You ever been out of business, heard the music being played, and thought, I'd go crazy if I had to listen to this all day?
Yes.
A new study has found that bad background music at work can destroy an employee's mood and productivity.
Yeah.
Bad music is subjective, as in, you know, cringecore might be what you love.
Mm-hmm.
And Diane Warwick might be what someone else loves.
Right. I'm into that is a thing. I have not been
Did I get that right?
You did, sure. Right. I've not been to the mall in quite a while, but.
We know.
Yeah, thank you. But when I would shop for clothes at, like, you know, you go to like the cool
not on
stores,
Instagram.
Not on Instagram.
Right.
Just, please. So it's been years. And you'd go into like certain, like you go into H&M and they'd be like, it'd be club music. Like you'd literally be in there like.
Right.
And then, you know, if you know me, I can't stop. I can never stop singing. So I'd hear like some, you know, popular song that they'd set to the club kid music soundtrack. And I'd be like singing along with it, looking through the racks. And I'm like, Jesus, I feel like this is trying to trick me into thinking I'm at the club and I need that sparkly suit.
That is what they're doing.
Yes. But I thought also, like, how annoying would it be if you hated that kind of music and then there you were working? Like all the, and I'm sure, because a lot of businesses that have multiple places, you know, a chain store, they have a prescribed set list and it repeats every, say, hour and a half. So now you're hearing these same songs over and over.
The place I go, and this is probably true of everyone in the world, but the place I go most is the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I am there between 3 and 10 times a week.
What's your store?
Whole Foods, Nob Hill.
Whichever one you're saying.
Yeah.
Do they all play music?
They all play music, and often...
Never noticed that.
I won't notice, and then I'll hear Franti, or I'll hear Matt Nathanson, or I'll hear something that I have a connection to, and I'll be like,
It's almost like you tune it out until something familiar comes along.
And then
along.
I want to look around and be like, I know this guy, everyone. This guy.
Yeah.
I'm friends with him.
That's so funny that you say that.
Why?
Because of the one time I ever noticed that the hardware store near my house was playing the music, it was a Matt Nathanson song. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's my
like,
friend.
Is there anyone here I can tell that? maybe I should text him right now.
You can't.
Tell him that I can. I'm not
You're
allowed.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
You aren't allowed.
No.
You've been told no.
I've been blocked.
Is the music going to come up for my gaming, or should I can do some texts.
Yeah, do a couple texts first.
Okay, our text number is 800-400-3697.
All right.
People need to be heard from.
Okay. But I'm number 7 of 8. We also had the upper half and the lower half. Mom wanted 6. Dad wanted none.
Oh, Jesus.
So they compromised on and had 8.
Whoa.
Oh.
Maybe Dad wanted 9.
Oh! Well, they wrote none.
That's better.
Which feels like zero compromise happened.
You didn't want any kids.
I didn't at all.
People have kids even though they're not necessarily feeling like... And all, by the way...
I like them though. They're fine. Mine. I don't know.
You might be realistic when you say, this might not be for me. Like, there's a lot of sacrifice in parenting.
Mm-hmm.
If you are someone who's saying, I don't think I'm going to like it, it's probably best you say no.
Yes.
Because... If you don't think you're gonna like it, oh yeah, yeah.
But if you're in it with someone that's important to you, and sometimes that's if they want it desperately and you want to be with them desperately, then you have.
But kids are kids the whole time.
Yes.
Like there you are out on a like going out the extra mile, and then they're done. And not only do they not say thank you, but they're like, "Hey, now that we're done with that, can we do this?" And you're like, "What the?
Mm-hmm.
Are you crazy?"
Although sometimes, you know, they grow up and you're like, you really dig who they are and what they think, and they become a friend in your life, like a kind of an unexpected friend. And it's lovely.
Is it?
Yes.
You really do like that Berkeley.
I like them both. And I know how I felt about my mom when I grew up, and, you know, we tangled while I was a kid. And we were, you know, for many years, very just close friends.
This just in.
Yes, dear.
On Timza 415 says, on Timza, Scott Schreiner is still playing Coachella.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, there's going to be more to this story. I'm kind of excited about it. I love a good story.
All right.
I love other people's troubles. Next up on Sunset Dunes.
Okay,
now it's time for the game.
All right, everybody. Today, our new friend Bob is turning 30 years old.
Oh,
the big 3-0.
The
so,
big 3-0.
Is that right?
Wow.
Oh. We all turned 30 on this show now.
I did.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, Maddie was saying that this morning. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
You know what I thought of the other day?
Even Icky turned 30 on this show, and so did Hooman. Everybody turned 30 on this show.
You were not even alive, or was she alive?
She was a 2-year-old when we started.
She was a 2-year-old when we were at DRE?
1-year-old at DRE.
When we were at DRE in Philly, you were a 1-year-old baby at your house.
So you were born in 2025? Oh, sorry, in 1995?
What? Correct, okay. Yes. Who knows? Okay. You guys could have been playing. I was born in the morning.
We might have been.
We might have been on the air. And we had just met.
You were on the air.
Maybe.
All right, the game
incredible.
Is it 30? So was this thing or person born in 1995?
Great. Fantastic.
Oh, it all ties
is
in.
Is it 30?
All right, first we've got Friends. Friends. Was Friends born in 1995?
Oh, yeah.
Born in or alive at that point?
No, born.
Oh, like, okay.
Was premiered.
Was it born in? I'm going to say yes. I think it went till 94. And is Bob also playing this game?
So the game is, did it start? Was it born? So
fine. I'll say yes.
Okay.
I say no.
Yes.
Sorry, it is no. It actually premiered in 94, but it took off in 1995.
Okay, so that's a point for Vinny, right?
Yes,
yes it is.
How about the movie Clueless? Was it born in 1995?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
The yeses have it.
All right. And we're tied. Three-way tie.
Another movie for you. Hocus Pocus.
I'll say no.
Yes.
No.
The answer is no. It
Woo-hoo!
Was 2 years before. How about this, the band Oasis's album, What's the Story, Morning Glory?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
The yeses have it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite albums, Ace of Base, The Sign. Was that born in 1995?
What?
No. I saw the sign.
I'll say no, too.
The no's have it, yeah.
All right.
2 years before that. How about the start of eBay?
No.
I'm going to say yes.
No.
The yeses have it.
Oh!
There's only one yes.
It was called Auction Web back then, but that was the start of eBay.
Vinny and Sarah are now tied 4-4. Bob, even though it's her birthday, kind of a loser today.
Well, I wasn't really sentient, so.
Okay, I guess you do have an excuse.
PlayStation comes to the United States.
In 95? No.
I'm going to say yes.
No.
Vinny.
Oh!
Yes.
Vinny's in the lead.
All right, then three celebs for you. First off, Doja Cat. Was she born in 1995?
Yes.
No.
No.
That's for Sarah.
Woohoo! 5-5, Vinny.
Ariana Grande. Was she born in 1995?
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Ugh.
Off by a couple years.
Vinny's right, back
on.
In the lead.
Vinny's in the lead.
And then finally, Post Malone, 1995 or no?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeses have it.
All right. By a score of 7-6-4, birthday girl loses. Sarah also loses, and Vinny wins.
All right. Let's get Vinny's. Let's go with this one today. For the old Vinny Vincenzo. Start the kisses.
I'll do it all day. I mean, I love this.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. She's got more chances at Outside Lands tickets. And the next time we see you, it's going to be Friday. Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.